This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded several citizens for their outstanding contributions towards nature conservation, solving local problems and other social causes, highlighting their inspiring initiatives and achievements. Addressing the nation in his monthly program, Man Ki Baat on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Saji Valasheril of Keralam, who runs a free swimming club that has helped more than 15,000 people learn swimming. The Prime Minister also highlighted the efforts of Akash Gupta from Basti in Uttar Pradesh, who along with his friends launched a campaign to clean the Manorama River, helping restore its cleanliness and promoting environmental awareness in the community. Mr. Modi further shared the story of Balakrishna Iyer, a retired teacher from Goa who worked to address water scarcity by contributing to the laying of water pipelines. He also praised educator Girija Amma of Tamil Nadu for her contribution to the welfare of soldiers. Highlighting India's sporting achievements, Mr. Modi applauded record-breaking performances by emerging athletes in the National Senior Athletics Federation competition held in Jharkhand's Ranchi.
कुछ दिन पहले ही झारखंड के रांची में नेशनल सीनियर एथलेटिक फेडरेशन कंपटीशन हुआ। इसमें करीब 800 एथलीट्स ने हिस्सा लिया। इस दौरान चार अलग-अलग इवेंट में चार नेशनल रिकॉर्ड टूटे। गुरिंदर वीर सिंह, विशाल टीके, तेजस्विनी शंकर, देव मीणा और कुलदीप कुमार इन साथियों ने अलग-अलग कैटेगरी में नए रिकॉर्ड बनाए। मैं इन सभी को बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं।
The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said an expert team of cybersecurity professionals from various government agencies and Indian Institutes of Technology has been deployed to secure the OnMark portal, which is its on-screen marking OSM system utilized for evaluation of Class 12 answer sheets. In a social media post, the board said it is closely monitoring vulnerabilities in the portal of its service provider that were recently flagged in the public domain. It said vulnerabilities have been identified and contained, and a thorough review is being carried out to rule out any other exploitable weaknesses. In Maharashtra, the ruling Mahayuti Alliance today finalized its seat-sharing formula for the upcoming Legislative Council elections to 17 seats. Under the agreement, the BJP will contest 11 seats, Shiv Sena 4 seats and the Nationalist Congress Party NCP 2 seats. The opposition Mahavikas Agadi had earlier announced its allocation for 15 of the 17 seats, with Congress contesting 8 seats, Shiv Sena UBT 4 and the Sharad Pawar-led NCP 3 seats. Discussions on the remaining Nashik and Nanded seats are still underway. Tomorrow is the last day for filing of nomination papers for the elections. In Himachal Pradesh, the Bharatiya Janata Party has won 3 out of the 4 municipal corporations in the civic body elections. The counting of votes was held today while polling took place on the 17th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing in New Delhi tomorrow. The entire gamut of relations between Myanmar and India, including security and connectivity, will come up for discussions during the talks. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called on the visiting dignitary in Delhi this evening. The Myanmar President arrived at Gaya in Bihar yesterday on a 5-day visit to India. Moving on to sports, in the high-voltage IPL title clash, Gujarat Titans have set a target of 156 runs for defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. In reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 62 for nil in 4.2 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 155 for 8 in their 20 overs, with Washington Sundar scoring an unbeaten 50 off 37 balls. For Bengaluru, Rasik Salam Dar picked up 3 wickets, while Bhubaneswar Kumar and Josh Hazlewood claimed 2 wickets each. Earlier, Bengaluru won the toss and opted to field. Both teams are aiming for their second IPL title. Gujarat won their maiden title in 2022, while Royal Challengers Bengaluru are looking to successfully defend the trophy they won last season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.